Hi, this is Paul Evans from paulbevans.com. I appreciate the feedback from law number one of rule your results. Control your time, control your destiny. But maybe you feel a little bit like Stan who said this, Paul, I plead guilty. I agree with everything that you shared. The problem is that a lot of us, including myself, that we're new to business or new to setting our goals and are suffering with information overload. We're going in 10 different directions and accomplishing nothing, just spending hours in front of the computer reading emails or sales letters for the next best thing to make money or accomplish X, Y, and Z. At some point, we have to realize that we just can't buy and do all this stuff at once. Stop buying stuff and focus on one thing that we already have and do it ruthlessly and relentlessly, like you said. Thanks for the tips, Stan. You know, that's a great point from the standpoint of we can't do it all at once. It'd be kind of like, you know, if I decide that I want to lose weight, but I buy 10 different diet books and I read about dieting all the time, but I don't actually change the way I eat. So we've got to make sure that we're moving forward. So we're going to be thinking about, you know, really how to do that, how to make a difference, how to impact it. Because if we spend all of our time just thinking and none of our time doing, well, then we're not going to be able to move forward as rapidly as we should. So what we've got to be able to do, and this is rule your results number two, control your thoughts. We need to control what's going on in our mind so that we can get out there and move forward proactively. So instead of letting your mind wander, get aggressive in your head. Stop letting just anything in. Be selective. Stop letting your mind go wherever it wants to go, whenever it wants to go. Let's think about this negative example of Tiger Woods, who did not control his thoughts a few years ago, and you see where he went for a while. He actually went into hiding. And yet some will say that his game has not returned to its former level simply because of that. Focusing on your goal requires taking your thoughts captive. You can't afford to get distracted. When you waste time, you waste momentum. And we're out there daydreaming and allowing just anything to hit our brain and consume us, well, then we're really losing the time that we should be applying to our goal. When you're writing an article and you hear your email alarm, your messenger bong or whatever social media alert goes off, and you actually follow it like Pavlov's dog, you're not controlling your thoughts. They are controlling you. So what do you think about? What rolls through your brain? Someone has an important message for me, or someone just tweeted something entertaining and boom, we're gone. And just like that, you've given your focus over to the non-essential. So here is some help about controlling your thoughts. Number one is to think specifically. Concentrate on being precise. Now, let's say that you're moving in on goal X and you're taking X action Y. How exactly will Y help you achieve X? When the interruptions and distractions come, you need to ask yourself, how is this going to help me get to X? If it doesn't, then you shelve it. You move back to the action that you know is helping you right now. So you think specifically about what you're doing, and you even think specifically about the outcome of what you are being drawn to. So if I'm drawn to my email, I've got to specifically think, how is this going to help me get to the end result? If I hear all my Twitter alerts go off, I've got to be thinking, how is this going to help me get to the end result? So I've got to think specifically. Secondly, I've got to think profitably. I need to concentrate on the current action and complete it because it's that action that's going to lead to the result. That way you can lay down at night, know that you've been productive. You can rest in the confidence that the day was not a waste, but profitable toward your goal. And so as you are using that measurement of thinking specifically and you take that action that keeps you on track of getting from X to Y, then you can lay down at night and recap and think about it and think, you know what? I really did what I needed to do. I really took the steps that I needed to take. And I really gained in the progression. And it's profitable gaining. Whereas if you lay down at night and you go, wow, I really wasted a bunch of time today. I really spent too much time on forums, or I spent too much time on Facebook, or I spent too much time doing X, Y, and Z. Then you know that that's not profitable, that the end result is not going to be what you ultimately desired. So when you think profitably during the day, how is this action really going to help? Then it allows you to lay down at night and say, wow, here are the actions that I took. And then finally, think directionally. Concentrate on your internal GPS. Where do you want to go? What will it look like when you get there? And what will it take to get there? So you're always looking at that end result. You're counting down the miles till you finally arrive. And the answers to those questions really ought to be clear, extremely clear. And if you can't answer, where do you want to go? What's it going to look like when I get there? And what will it take to get there? Then you've really got to start all the way back and control those thoughts and begin with a detailed plan to get you there. Often, it's not that we got lost along the way. We got lost in the beginning, that we really were not clear and we weren't directional with our thinking. You see, the general population reacts. They react to what they see and hear around them. Little thought, little planning, just reacting, just instinct, just happening. You can separate yourself by taking thought initiative, controlling your thinking, being intentional with what goes on in your head and what goes into your head. So controlling your thoughts gives you a distinct advantage in ruling your results while everybody else is getting tossed about, simply being responsive to whatever's happening. You can be proactive. You can be focused. You can control your thoughts and therefore control everything that is going to take place in the middle of the actions that are going to propel you toward the goal. Till next time, this is Paul Evans from paulbevans.com. Go over and sign up for my newsletters. And as always, success is not an accident.